Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul has arrived. El Meir told me that Elul stands for Ala Litvax Velim. That's the word. What's the word? The Vav.
Verim.
Verim Lubavitch. Lubavitches. All the Litvax become Lubavitches in the Chodesh Elul.
Really?
So the Litvax say back to Lubavitches. Put Pakert. Ala Lubavitches. Verim Litvax. Okay, that one you didn't hear. Anilili doidivi doidili. Elul, it's a scary time. It's the Yimei Adin. The Yimei Adin is upon us. But on the other hand, we are in the middle of Shiva Dinchenta. Shiva Dinchenta. So we have a conflict. Tomorrow there are two Sifrei Torah. We lay in the Zayin Kuvim, and then we lay in Rosh Chodesh. Shuvia Mashabbos Rosh Chodeshchem. And now the question is, who gets the Haftorah? Mitzad Echad, or under the ordinary circumstances, Me'ein HaMe'ora. Me'ein HaMe'ora wins, and the Maftir, and also it's the Maftir. The Maftir is Rosh Chodesh, and it's Me'ein HaMe'ora. Very strong reason why we should learn from Hashemayim Kisi. We should learn the Haftorah that talks about V'hoya midi Chodesh, v'chodshay, midi Shabbos, v'shabbato, yovoy chol bosor l'shtach, v'yislofnei Hashem. Lefonai Amar Hashem. We repeat that pasuk a second time. That's really what we should be doing in front of the microphone. But on the other hand, Shiva Dinchemta, the Korban based Hamigdash has occurred and it's erupted now to the third week. So the truth is there are different minhagim. Pay close attention tomorrow in shul to see what they do in your shul. If I'm not mistaken, but the Ezra's Torah Luach, it is common, at least what I'm used to, is this happens pretty often. You lain Hashamayim Kisi. The Musar, or the acknowledgement that it is Rosh Chodesh, wins, prevails upon the sequence of Haftaros of Shiva Dinechemta. Now, the common answer you'll say is because even in the Shiva Dinechemta, there are words of comfort. And in fact, the words of comfort are so great, it's kimat the ultimate comfort you can possibly get in this week's Haftarah. And the words are, let me quote you the words, one moment. Ki'ish asher imo tenachamenu. Pasik yud gimel in the Haftarah, Yeshaya perek samach vav. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Ish, Asher, Imo, Tinachamenu, like a man whose mother gives him comfort. Cain, likewise, Onochi, Anachemchem, I will comfort you. Uviru Shalayim, Tinuchamu, and you will find comfort in the city of Yerushalayim. Okay, there's a lot of Nechama in the words of Yeshaya. There's a lot of Nechama, Yeshaya called Nechemta. This pasuk, I assume, is the spitz, is the ultimate nechama a person can have, is from a mother. There's no one, why? Because zel umazel, there's no one that cares about a child more than their mother. We had this debate, discussion, kirachem of albonim kein terachameinu, who has more mercy, who has more love for a child, a father or a mother? And there are ideas many different ways. On the one hand, it says in the pasuk, "Kirachim of albonim." The Torah emphasizes the rachmanis of the father over a child. But one thing, and basically, there are two different elements, two different types of rachmanis. But one thing is for sure, nechama, the one that knows how to pacify a child. In fact, Rashi in Chumash Neseres Hadibur says justice, that it is natural for a child to give more honor to his mother than to his father, because the mother is mefayes, a child. You don't find a father sitting down with a child and calming him down when things do not go his way. When a child finds himself to be upset because things did not go his way, it is the mother that comes to pacify the child. And thus, it's natural for a child to reciprocate and give kavod to his mother to his mother for the reciprocation, for pacify, for the kindness that the mother does to a child. Therefore, that is why the Torah has to say, to put the kavod of the father before the mother, because the mother is natural. Why is it natural? Because the mother is the one that is menachem. Rashi used the word mefayes, but the word mefayes is a very strong cousin. It's a very close related to what it says over here. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu. We need comfort. The ultimate comfort comes from a mother. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Haftorah takes on the tzura of a mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh appears in many different hats. And in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears with a shape, with a tichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gibar, Hashem Ish Nulchama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Zokei Mole Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rebbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on many, many different forms in Tanakh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an infinite nature, is able to take on many different tzuras when it comes to deal with Klal Yisrael. And add to the list of different images, different roles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on. Hashem takes on the role of a mother. It's an unbelievable pasuk. So this week, it's a bonus. We're not just getting this week a Haftorah that discusses, mentions the Me'ein HaMa'or V'Hoyal Midi Chodesh B'Chodshoi U'Midi Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, a Haftorah which mentions the synthesis of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The fact that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh comes together, it's a sanctity that is above and beyond. It also creates a new dimension of Nechama that ordinarily we're not capable of receiving. If it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, if it was just Shabbos, no, Shiva de Nechemta. There are seven Shabbosos of Nechama. You know, obviously the number Nechama is very much related to the number seven, because there are seven Shabbosos. The number seven represents Shabbos, and it represents Nechama. And in fact, we say every single Shabbos in the Bracha of Ritzei, we say v'chalitzeinu, the end of the nosach, ki kel melech kiatu bal hayeshuos uval hanechomos. So every single Shabbos, when do you say such a nosach davening? When do you say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the bal? Only on Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos has the ability to create an element of Nechama, of comfort with a person. And Shabbos, what is Nechama about? What is Nechama? Nechama means a change of mind. It means to change your frame of mind. During the week, when we are running and we are doing and we are distracted, it is very, very hard for a person to relax and reflect and bring upon him a change in his frame of mind. It is only Shabbos when we are relaxed and we are not working and the environment is quiet, when the mind is able to reflect and attempt to change a person's attitude and frame of mind going into the future. And therefore, it is only on Shabbos we say, Ki atu bal hayeshuos uval hanechamos. You need a background of Shabbos in order to be inspired to achieve Nechama. Okay, we need Shabbos to achieve that. And indeed, Shabbos does that. But when you have the combination of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, then the Nechama takes on, is blossoms. It takes on an incredibly new, more potent form of Nechama, where we're able to have a nusach of Ki ish asher imo tenachamen. So I'm trying to say over here that it really goes totally zebzeb. It's totally zebzeb. The madrega of Nechama, Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu, is the ultimate type of Nechama. And this does not need explanation. It's a mitzvah. A mother, a person's relationship with his mother is unique. And what a mother can do for a child in terms of nechama no one else can do. Not a father, not a Rebbe, and no one. This is something which is unique. During the Shiva de Nechemta, we do not plan on reading this pasuk. Because even though we say Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar Elokeichem, there is only that much Nechama Kadosh Baruch Hu can give Klal Yisrael. Nechama is given to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Because to have a change of frame of mind, you need to be relaxed. You need to lie down on the couch and relax and to be able to reflect. Even with that change of mind, that frame of mind on Shabbos, there's only that much you can possibly do. But when you have this magical combination of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, what is Rosh Chodesh? Renewal. A new beginning. A new start. The combination of being relaxed, of reflecting, that things can be different with an atmosphere, an environment of renewal, that's an explosive type of nechama. That is a nechama that is equivalent to the ultimate nechama of Ki Ish Asher Tenachamenu Ima. So it's by design. There are Shiva de Nechemta. Chazal selected 7 different sections in Tanakh, in Yeshaya, that provide words of comfort. And these words of comfort are said specifically on Shabbos. And it was never part of the plan that we should read these words of Nechama, because we don't deserve this Nechama. This Nechama, it's an exaggeration. It's not even possible for there to be such a Nechama for Klal Yisrael, ki ish asher imo tenachamenu. It's not even possible. But there is an exception. And that is when you have this beautiful combination of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, by definition, is a moment, a time, a setting that opens up the ability for a person to have nechama. When you add to that the element of Rosh Chodesh, where there is renewal, there is a flavor of renewal. And what is nechama? Nechama is, think about life differently. Let's start fresh. Don't dwell on the tragedy of the past. Let's have a new frame of mind. This combination is the ultimate combination, and that's why we can have on this week's parasha in the Haftarah the ultimate nechama, ki ish asher imo tenachamenu kein onochi anachamen anachemchem. Period. Okay, so this is the first idea to appreciate that the Shabbos is a very unique Shabbos. And what we have over here coming in front of us. Now, another short idea I want to present to you, without going through all of the details. Rosh Chodesh is also a Yom Hadin. It's not a Yom Hadin mamish, but it is. What do we say on when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week? When Rosh Chodesh falls out in the week, we say Rosh Chodoshim Liam Chonosoto Zman Kapora. L'chol teledoysam. It's a zman kapar. It's Yom Kippur. It's a zman. No, we don't look at it like that, because we when it comes to the new year, we have Rosh Hashanah, and then we have Yom Kippur. And in fact, I want to suggest the reason why on Rosh Hashanah we completely omit, or we thoroughly downplay the fact that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Why do we do that? Okay, why do we do that? Why do we go so far? Like, you know, you ask a person in Russia, you know, you're in Russia, do you know that today is Rosh Chodesh? Do you know that? Huh? Today's Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Chodesh. No, it's Rosh Chodesh. Today's Rosh Chodesh. Really? Really? Yeah, it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, in the Nusach HaTfilah, I don't have it in front of me, on Rosh Hashanah, we do mention the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and there's a special musaf you bring on Rosh Chodesh. But you should know, it's interesting, I think there's a Rishon, if I'm not mistaken, who holds that you're not supposed to mention the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. We don't pass it like that. But we definitely, according to all opinions, significantly downplay on Rosh Hashanah that it is Rosh Chodesh. Why is that so? So I want to suggest it's because A regular Rosh Chodesh includes within it a very high dosage of kapara. It's packaged together. It's a new month. And what do you do on this new month when you begin a new month? Well, you have to have atonement for all of the sins that you've committed in the last month. On Rosh Hashanah, we take out that element and we put all of the packaging, all of the kapara element for Yom Kippur. So we don't want to dwell upon kapara, because on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we don't need to say Zman Kapara L'chol Toldai Sam. We don't need to do that, because we're going to do that in a very elaborate, grand, and magnificent way 10 days later on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we separate the newness, the renewal of Klal Yisrael with Rosh Hashanah, with the Kapara element. Therefore, don't make mention that it is a Zman Kapara. If you're gonna mention on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, that today is Rosh Chodesh, you are destroying what we do in this month. In the month of Tishrei, we completely separate renewal from Kapara. We first dwell upon it's now a new year, and 10 days later, we have a whole day devoted and dedicated to Kapara. The whole year around, we combine it into one day. Now, some people will not like what I said, because they'll say, no, that's why we have Yom Kippur Katan. That's why we have Yom Kippur Katan, and then we make note that when it comes to a regular Rosh Chodesh, we do the Kapara before Rosh Chodesh, and in Rosh Hashanah, the Kapara takes place after Rosh Hashanah. There's a reverse order. On a regular, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, so in the new year, you have to have renewal, and you have to have Kapara. So what is the order? First renewal, and then Kapara. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, just the opposite. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, this first Yom Kippur Katan, there is Kapara, and then the next day is Rosh Chodesh, is renewal. Okay, that's definitely true, but the element of Yom Kippur Katan is a more of a Kabbalistic concept. It's more of a secondary. The MS is on Rosh Chodesh itself. Rosh Chodesh itself includes within it both in one shot. In one pill, you have all of the medicine, a multivitamin. You have the renewal element, and you have the kapar element, all grouped together, packaged together in Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to Tishrei, we do not want to have one package. We want to separate the two, one from another. We want the renewal element to be celebrated on the first day of the month, and we want the kapar element to be developed and worked upon on the 10th day of the month. Therefore, they're broken. If you will go now on Rosh Hashanah and start dwelling upon the fact that today is Rosh Chodesh, you are destroying Rosh Hashanah. It is a contradiction to what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is all about renewal with zero kapara. Zero. Save the kapara for Yom Kippur. If you on Rosh Hashanah are going to start dwelling, that's Rosh Chodesh. Ah, but Rosh Chodesh is a contradiction, because Rosh Chodesh is a full package. It's a multivitamin. We don't want a multivitamin today. We only want this vitamin. The other vitamin, you got to wait 10 days for to do that vitamin. So you don't want. That's why we very significantly downplay on Rosh Hashanah that it is Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now that being said, I want to just take note of the interesting fact that on a regular Shabbos, the Nusach of the Musa begins with Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Karbon Osaha. We have a beautiful Nusach. The letters of the Aleph Beis in reverse. Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Karbon Osaha Tzivisa Perishach Imsun Nisachecha. We go through this whole beautiful Nusach. And then when it becomes Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, out the door. Out the door. What do? We say a whole new Nusach Ato Yotzarta. And we discuss a couple of things. I want to say something different here. Ato Yotzarta. So in other words, what would you expect to do? You have two choices. Tomorrow is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. What should the Musaf be? I'll give you two choices. Either it should be Tikanta Shabbos, like every Shabbos. And then when it comes, you have an insert. In the article Siddur, there'll be this section that's in gray. in a box. Over Rosh Chodesh, Moisifim. And you'll add there in the middle of the Kanta Shabbos, Over Rosh Chodeshim Takriva Oil Hashem Parim Bnei Bakar Shnayim Ayel Echad Kivasim. You'll have an insert in the middle of the Kanta Shabbos. You'll have a little gray section, and you'll insert Over Rosh Chodeshim. Right? Isn't that logical to do when it's Rosh Chodesh? Or, and you'll say Yalav, like it's just like you say Yalav Yavon Shachris, you'll have the insert with the Korbanos in Musaf. If you don't like that solution, so I'll have another solution. So we'll say the regular Musaf that we say on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodoshim, Liam Chonosota, Zman Kapara, L'chol Tolesam, and we'll add into the Musaf of the weekday Musaf, we'll add in an insert for Shabbos, Uv Rosh Chodeshim, Uv Yom HaShabbos, and then let's add in. No, not good enough. Those two options, which are the logical options of what we would expect you to do, we don't do it. Instead, what do? We have a whole new nusach. A whole new nusach. It's incredible. Ato yotzar to elamcha mikedem kilisa milachtecha b'yom hashvii. You finished your work on day 7. Basically, we turn the Musaf tomorrow into the Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim. It's an incredible thing. It's greater than the sum of Yisrael. So ordinarily, what we always say, I say this very often, is it's not even my voice, Avraham Shur, he likes to talk about this, is that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is basically the Shalosh Regalim. The Musaf of the Musaf indicates that it's not, it's Shabbos, and it's also Rosh Chodesh. Or it's Rosh Chodesh and it's also Shabbos. The sum is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Tomorrow is Yom Tov. It's not Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Tomorrow is Yom Tov. Proof? The two Musafim were not sufficient. A new nusach had to be composed, which has the motif of the Shalosh Regalim. Ato v'chartanu, it's the same nusach. Mamash, the same nusach. Ahav to oisanu v'ratzi sabanu. Rei ma'am tanu mikol halashonos. V'kida ashtanu b'mitzvah secha. V'kera ashtanu malki lavo de secha. V'shimcha hagilu v'yakadosh lenu karosa. V'atitan. Wait a minute. If you close your eyes, what is it? Pesach tomorrow? Is it Shavuos? Is it Sukkot? This is the Nusach of the Shalosh Regalim.
The next sentence.
I'm sorry?
The next sentence brings you back.
Where's the next? Where?
Okay.
Yeah, but this is the chunk, the main chunk of the Musaf where you start is Mamish the Shalosh Regalim. It's Mamish Yom. Okay, so that itself is a very powerful insight, is that the combination. Tomorrow is a very holy day. It's mamish from the Shalosh Regalim. I want to say another prat. What taka is wrong? Let's not go down that. Fine. So that's one yisoid. But what's wrong with the nusach? What would taka be so bad with saying tikanta Shabbos tomorrow? What would be so bad with saying tomorrow uvirodshei chodshei? So I want to suggest that there are problems. There are problems which they could not be said. Because they go up against what the day is about. And what's interesting is it's a little bit of a contradiction. What do I mean by that? What is Tikanta Shabbos all about? We want to spend a lot of time on this. And not, we can't go through now. Don't look what it says in the art scroll, because what it says in the art scroll is beyond bizarre. beyond bizarre, with all the cover to my Rebbeim. Rabbi Meir Zlotowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and the whole team at Art School, the way they translate the Kanta Shabbos is beyond belief. Beyond belief. Mamish beyond belief.
What do they say?
Go look what it says. Try to see if it makes one word of sense. The Kanta Shabbos is all about, everyone basically says, the question just how to fit into the words, is about the Lechem Aponim. It's all about the Lechem Aponim. We once had the whole show on this. Dikanta Shabbos, Ruat Sisa Karbon Osecha, Tzivisa, you commanded Perushecha. Perushecha refers to the bread. The bread, and it should, the real Kuril Girsa, by the way, according to some, is Perusecha. Ifrois Oleinu Sukash Lamecha. The other gear says it's a Perusecha. It means what you spread. Ufrois Oleinu Sukash refers to the laying out of the bread on the Shulchan. In Sidurei Nisachecha, the Nisachecha are the staves, are the poles that you arrange Lechem upon him. Me'angecha lo'olam kavod yinchol, those that take delight, who take delight in looking at the steam. I don't even remember the whole translation of me, all the details. Toyamecha, those who eat it. The Kohanim who eat the Lechem ha'ponim on Shabbos Chaim Zachu. The Gam ho'oyavim divarecha yilbacharu. The Lechem ha'ponim talk. You know that? The Lechem ha'ponim talk. It's a fair shepasek. Leman ho'diecha ki lo ya'al lechem levada yichi ha'odam. Ki al kol pi Hashem yichi ha'odam. The words that come out in the bread. Ki lo ya'al ha'lechem levada yichi. Lechem has a peh. And there are words. The gam ho'yavim divareha. Those that love the words. Ki al kol kol motzof fi Hashem. The words of Hashem that come forth from the lechem. Okay, we spent the whole. I remember. You don't remember anything I said? Baruch Hashem. I could say it again.
Perusecha.
This whole section discusses the lechem upon. Beautiful. Okay, and we can go to the whole discussion. Every single word is a reference to an element of the lechem upon in this beginning section. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Is it proper in Rosh Chodesh to talk about the Lechem Aponim? To dwell upon the Lechem Aponim tomorrow on Rosh Chodesh?
Shabbos,
no, it's not. What?
On Shabbos, yes.
On Shabbos? Well, on a regular Shabbos, absolutely. On a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, what else is there to talk about? That's the best thing. On a regular Shabbos is when you bring in the new breads and you take the bazichin and you offer it on. You offer the bazichin on the Mizbeach on a regular Shabbos. But there are many things you can talk about in Shabbos. There are many different elements of Shabbos that you can talk about. I mean, let's say Shabbos falls out on Yom Kippur. If Shabbos falls out on Yom Kippur, do you eat the bread? Do the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, what do? It's a whole big shaila, a whole big dilemma. What do you do when Yom Kippur shechal liyos for Shabbos? So now, what do you ordinarily do with the bread? On Shabbos, you eat the bread. So, what about Yom Kippur? Do the Kohanim eat the Lechem Haponim on Shabbos? Again, Yom Kippur Shechal Lihiyos B'Shabbos. Ordinary protocol is, procedure is, the Kohanim come into the Mikdash and they remove the breads from last week, they replace them with new breads, and they distribute the Lechem Haponim to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim eat it. And so, can they eat it? They can't eat it. It's Yom Kippur. So what do? You wait until it's night. Once it's night, is it lina? Maybe it's, is it too late? You have to burn it. Maybe not. Maybe you allowed to eat. What is the status? What are the halachas? When must the lechem aponim be eaten by? When does the lechem aponim become noisar? Okay, so these are all complicated halachas. A whole big topic. Big sugya in Shas. What do you do with the Lechem Aponim when Yom Kippur is Chal Lihiyos B'Shabbos? Because in Yom Kippur you don't eat. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a Zman Kapara. A regular Rosh Chodesh is a blend between renewal and Zman Kapara. L'chol Toldoisam. Is it really proper on Shabbos to be talking about eating bread, to dwell upon the lechem upon him on a day that's a zman kapara? And we today don't fast. We don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because it's a yomtiv. Really? Is it really a yomtiv? It's not a yomtiv. It's a complicated day. There are Rosh Chodesh when we are allowed to fast. You are permitted to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan because Nadav Avihu died, and you're allowed to fast Rosh Chodesh Av because Aaron HaKohen died. You're allowed to fast. If it was a real Yom Tov, you would not be allowed to fast. There are people who died on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to fast. Obviously, Rosh Chodesh is not a real Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov al ha'osid. It's a Yom Tov in the future. La'osilava, it will be a Yom Tov. Now, it's not really a Yom Tov. Adarav, right now, it's a Zaman Kapara L'chol Toledosa. It's a serious day of Kapara. On a day of Kapara, you don't eat. You don't eat, you fast. So, okay, it's Shabbos. Loosen up. It's Shabbos. It will one day, we don't halacha l'maisa paskin, that they're not allowed to fast. It's all that. But the truth is, it's a serious day. On a serious day, it's not proper to dwell upon eating. That's not what you do. When we have Yom HaKippurim, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to eat. You have to fast. The inisen es nafshei seicha. The din of Yom Kippur, kapara, is equated with the inisen es nafshei seicha. That's how it is. That's a reality. Kapara is associated with tainus. The inisen, now we don't always fast. Yom Kippur is the one day that you fast. Every other day you can eat, fine, because of the hate. But even though you can do, it doesn't mean that you should dwell upon eating. So tomorrow is Shabbos, but it's Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow is a Zman Kapara. It's a serious day. We're allowed to eat, and we should eat. But the Nusach HaTfilah should not dwell upon Toameha Chayim Zochu, about eating bread. And especially Rosh Chodesh Elul, what happens tomorrow? A reenactment. Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Shemayim for the last time, for 40 days. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do in Shemayim? Lechem loy ochalti, mayim loy shasisi. I didn't eat. I did not eat in Shemayim. We're going to go tomorrow read Toyameha. We're going to read, you want to read tomorrow Toyameha Chayim Zochu? We want to focus on eating bread? That's not proper. So, Memele, this Nusach is not the right thing to say tomorrow. So, what's the alternative? The alternative is to say, oh, Rosh Chodoshim, Liamcha Nosota, Zman Kapora, L'chol Toldoisam, B'yoseb Agilonecha Zivchina Sodi Srichatos, L'chaper Ba'adam, Zikoron L'chulam Yehiyu, Usshuas Nafsham, salvation for the neshamos, miyad soinei, from the enemy. Is this the nusach for Shabbos? No way. Shabbos is a yom of menucha. It's not a day to focus on the battle of the Yetzer Hara, to focus on the soinei, to focus on even kapara. Rosh Chodesh is tachat kapara. But when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos is not a zman of kapara. Okay, Shabbos is not a zman. It's not a zman to focus on kapara. That's not the theme of Shabbos. Shabbos is all of your avoda is done on Shabbos. So I'm trying to suggest to you that the reason why you cannot say the nuschois, the standard nuschois of Rosh Chodoshim, and embellish it with Yalav Yavo and the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, and the reason why we cannot on say Tikanta Shabbos and embellish it is because it's not just we want more. You can't. This is wrong. This goes against the grain of what the day is. Tikanta Shabbos deals with eating. Don't forget, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, you're not supposed to dwell upon eating. It's a serious day. It's a minor Yom Kippur. And a minor Yom Kippur, v'inisim es nafsho seicha. It's the wrong tone. So let's go to the weekday Shmon Esrei. The weekday Shmon Esrei is too much. It too much dwells upon kapara. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is not a zman when you want to go mention the soine and salvation and talk about kapara. That's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is Yom Menucha. So it's not only that we want something more, we want to have a Yom Tov to Gedavni. There's an actual conflict in what it says in the Nusach that it, for it to be applied to Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that's just another idea as to the Nusach tomorrow. We have tomorrow a very special Nusach. Ato Yatzar, Talom Chavikedem, Kilis Malachtucha. We go back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, and we go back to creation, and it's especially appropriate for Rosh Chodesh Elul, because Rosh Chodesh Elul is the Haschol of the Yimei Hadin. It is the month. Elul is the month when? Is the month when? The world was created. When was the world created, for real? Not Tishrei. It was created on the 23rd day? 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, no, 25th day. The 25th day was the 25th day of Elul when Hashem created the world, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. And then Aleph Tishrei was the creation of man. Aleph Tishrei is when man was created. I remember one year, I think last year I suggested, maybe we had a makar for this, is that we had a makar for this, is that the nusach of Ato Yotzar to Olamcha was only, it was established only for when Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, it was never meant to be said. That was not the goal. It would not have been said. We would have said something else. We would have said Tikanta Shabbos and embellished it with Ulu Kabbalas. It was composed specifically for Rosh Chodesh Elul Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. Because Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh of Ato Yotzarto Olamcha Mikedem. You created the world on Chodesh Elul. Chof Hei Elul was the day when Hashem created this world. Aleph Tishrei was the day of the sixth day of creation. That means this Rosh Chodesh is the anniversary of creation. Thus, when we have a Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we have a Nusach, a special Nusach, Ato Yotzarto Olamcha Mikedem. You created this world, and it's Shabbos, and today is also Shabbos. And when will the world be created? The completion will be on the second day of Tishrei. Kilisa Malachtecha Bayoyim Hashvi. Today is Shabbos. So we mentioned that as well. It is the ultimate combination, is the most ideal time to bring these two concepts together. Rosh Chodesh Elul, the creation of the world, together with Shabbos. And this is very special. In addition, tomorrow Rosh Chodesh Elul is very significant because Rosh Chodesh Elul is the day when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pisol lecha shnei luchos avonim korishonim v'chasafti al haluchos es hadvarim asher v'chasafti al haluchos asher hayu al haluchos harishonim. I'm probably not saying it correctly, possibly I'll pop that, but this incredible significance in Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that is Rosh Chodesh Elul is the day when Hashem said to Moshe, Pisol lecha. What is that? What do we mean by that? We mentioned it from the Ramchal many times. It's that Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order to give man an opportunity to earn his keep. If Hashem would create a neshama and bring the neshama into Olam Haba to be nene from the Ziv Hashchina, without the neshama benefiting, without the neshama working to earn his keep, the neshama would have no enjoyment. The hana in life comes when you earn your stay, you earn your keep. When Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the first luchos, there was no pleasure. The haluchos ma'asei Elokim heima, the hamichtav michtav Elokim. It's a handout. It's a handout. The tablets themselves, which house the words of Torah, it's all from Hashem. It's too easy. You get a stimulus check in the mail. It's too easy. What did you do to deserve this? You get a student loan. Cancellation. It's amazing. Buy must mava sedra. This week's parasha. Shemoit kol baal ma'ashe yodo. That was unbelievable. Ha-feich-ba, the kula-ba. This week's parasha, Shemot, cancel all loans. It comes Shemitah, Shemot kol bal ma-she-yado. He must be learning the parasha. But who says it's so good? Okay, I'm not here to talk politics. Who says that's the right thing to do? To cancel student loans. Don't get me started. Okay, but you have to. All I can tell you about Isai is if someone, all right, let's not go down that path. But the chavivos of Chodesh Elul is, it's not a handout anymore. It's psolcha. Hashem created the world. Ramchal says, Hashem created the world in order to give him an opportunity to earn his own keep, to go into the olam emes and the shama. There's no hana. You have to earn your stay in this world. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the luchos rishonos. It was incredible. It was spiritual beyond belief. It's not something that we can even relate to. It's the luchos maase elokim. Where's the hana? The hana of Torah is psolucho. Every single person is a miniature Moshe Rabbeinu. Make for yourself the luchos, meaning the Torah, the kedusha of the Torah is in the words. Is the divrei, the dvarim es hadvarim, but a person has to condition himself, has to fill himself up with yirah shamayim, with chokhmah, with a derech in life in order to be a makabel of hadvarim. The words of the Divrei Hashem. Everything that you do in your life is, in essence, a miniature pisol lecha. Chisel out the background, the substance upon which the Divrei Elokim Chayim can be etched, can be presented. The anniversary of that moment in time where Hashem gave man an opportunity of pisol lecha, you can be my partner in Torah, is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul is the day when Hashem said to Moshe, now I'm giving you the ultimate hana, the ultimate ability to be a shutef with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Torah. You create the stone. You quarry out the stone. And it doesn't just mean stone, it means you create in your guf, in your neshama, the conditions in order to be a receptacle for hadvarim, the words that were written on the luchos rishonos. I'm now going to transfer the words, asher hayu al luchos rishonos, I'm going to now etch it into your neshama. That is a very special time. That is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I want to leave up with you with one more vart. We have two very luchos, but I only have time for one more vart, and I think there's something over here very important in the parasha. This is a deacon Rashi. We spend a lot of time this week learning about trumas and maaseris. We all know this truma. First you give truma, then you give maaser rishon, and then you give maaser sheni. But there is a caveat. You only give maaser sheni in which year? In the first year and in the second year. In the third year, what do you give? Maaser oni. Instead of giving Maaser Sheni, instead of giving 10% that we have left over to bring up, now what do you do with the Maaser Sheni? You take it, you put it in a box, in the bag, and you bring it to Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, you settle down within an environment of sanctity where the Shekhinah is resting, and you metahir yourself, you go to the mikvah, paraduma. You must be in a state of tahara, and the food, the Maaser Sheni, must be in a state of tahara. And here you are in the holy city, the Ir HaKodesh. You're sitting in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and you are b'nele niziv HaShechina, eating the fruits, the produce of what you have worked on back home in Tel Aviv, or in Bnei Barak, or Beis Shemesh, wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, very nice. Now it's the third year. Oh, the third year. I don't got to go. I don't got to go to Yerushalayim. I don't have to go and elevate myself spiritually, raise myself up to be worthy of going to Yerushalayim and eating. So instead, what do? I stay home. And instead, I just write out a check and I give it to a poor person. Now, if you ask the average person, what is the difference? Is there anything that Maaser Sheni and Meiser Oni have in common? I think the average person will tell you nothing. Absolutely nothing in common. These are the rules. This is what it says in the book. The first 2 years is Meiser Sheni. Year four, year five, Meiser Sheni. You go to Yerushalayim, you matar yourself, you eat it there, you bring your family, you give it to other people to eat. If it's too hard to carry, you redeem it, you go to the whole Torah. Third year and sixth year, you get a break. You get a break. I don't got to travel. So instead, you write out a check and you give the food to a poor person here. And the poor person doesn't have to go anywhere. He can sit home in Bangladesh. He can sit in Morocco. And he can eat. Well, now you have to be in Eretz Yisrael, because the produce comes from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you go sit in Eilat on the beach. If Eilat is part of Eretz Yisrael, whatever, and you go, you can sit there. You can sit there and you can eat it in a state of tuma. The person can be sitting with a smartphone in a chapel, touching a dead body on a smartphone, and he can be munching away on tortitos that have a hechsher from the badats. He can be eating this, and this is a kiyum de oraisa of Meiser Oni. So think about it. In year two and year three, I'm eating produce of the land. Choshava things, fruit, vegetables, karbonos. Meiser Sheni, you can bring karbonos. You can bring the money, you can turn into bring a karbon. Where? In a state of Kiddusha v'Tahara, in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Don't tolerate nonsense in Yerushalayim. The Ir HaKodesh, surrounded by holy people, the Makom the Hashuas HaShchina, eating Dvorim Sheh b'Kiddusha u'v'Tahara. Contrast that with the same exact produce, the same 10%, in year three and year six, you give it to a poor man at the extreme border of Eretz Yisrael, all the way down south in the Eilat, lying on the beach in a place that's not necessarily holy, touching a dead body, and doing who knows what, and munching away on food that is not exactly the best type of holy food. Are you talking? You can go mamish mikotze el hakotze haloi davar. Isn't it strange? The demands of what are necessary in year one and two from you, the kedusha v'tahara, versus what's going to happen with that same 10% in year three and year six. Are you talking? So what will you say? Enochanami. They have absolutely nothing in common. Zero. This is Meiser Sheni. This is Meiser Oni. This is what it says in the Torah. These are the rules. It's a choik. You don't have to understand it. Hay luchod v'hay luchod. And the proof is in the pudding. Look what you do during year one and two, what you are required of you in year three and six. Three and six, look what could happen. We'll look where the money will go. How it will be consumed. B'tumah, in tumah, in whatever you want. There's no requirements. Okay, I would be the first one to accept such. So I would accept, fine, gesunde hate. Only that you don't understand. That's the way life is. Gesunde hate, fine. But yet Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says something that is utterly shocking. Utterly shocking is what Rashi says. Mamish, all these said this on Rashi. All the best stuff is mamish in Chumash and Rashi. Rashi says aser to aser, and when he gets up over here to Meiser Oni, he says shocking, shocking things. Let me find it over here. The Achlu v'Saveyu, okay. Here it is. The Hager, here's Meiser Oni. Uvo Halevi v'Yitol Meiser Rishon. Okay, Mark, I know you like the Pasuk.
Yes.
Pasuk is Pasuk Chavtes. Perek Yudalid. Pasuk Chavtes, incredible Rashi, what Rashi says. V'ager v'hayosan, it's Meiser Oni. The Yitlu, they shall take the Meiser Sheni. Rashi is calling Meiser Oni Meiser Sheni. Shehu Shel Oni. Shel Shana Zo. This is now what they teach you in yeshiva. In yeshiva, they tell you year 3 and year 6, there's something called Meiser Oni. No, that's not correct. Year 3 and year 6 is Meiser Sheni. And the only difference is the Meiser Sheni, you give the Meiser Sheni to the Oni, and the Oni can do with it whatever he wants. He doesn't need to go to Yerushalayim and doesn't need to eat a bitahara. The Yitlu, you can't deny what it says, might give the Oni the Meiser Sheni. Kama, because this year, Shehu Shel Oni Shel Shana Zoi. Because the Meiser Sheni is his property this year. You don't eat the Meiser Sheni this year. Ordinarily, the Meiser Sheni you take to Yerushalayim. This year, don't take the Meiser Sheni yourself and eat in Yerushalayim. Kiderech, according to Sheniz, Kakto Lechol Meiser Sheni Shel Shtei Hashanim. But instead, give it to the Ani and let him eat it here, locally, Betoma. So what do you learn from this? Meiser Oni really is Meiser Sheni. Wait a minute. Now we're in trouble. Now you need a Hezber. You can't just go tell me they have nothing in common. It's the same thing. If it's called exactly the same, just in year 3 and year 6, instead of you eating the Meiser Sheni B'Kedusha V'Tahara, give it to the Oni, let him eat it. So to make a long story short, the answer is, a person is very wealthy, is blessed with wealth and success, sometimes has a very difficult time seeing the Yad Hashem, appreciating that his wealth, his success is in Hashem. In order for him to understand that this morsel of bread that he's going to eat is in Hashem, he has a Yetzahara to say, Koichi v'yoytzim yod y'osli achayel hazeh. Vayishman yishun vayivat. So Hashem says, you, rich man, and I don't mean to say rich man, it means every person, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael, to a makom kodosh, sit among tzaddikim. They'll give you musa. Mimetahar yourself. And then put it into your mouth. That will be the antidote to the makir, that this bread, may Hashem yotzah hadov. What does it say by Meiser Sheni? It says, you go there, it's the whole Meiser Sheni, the whole purpose is, Lamantilmad Lira es Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayamin. Then it goes on to say, you'll bring it to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll bring it, you'll eat there. V'yochalto Hashem Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. A person who's successful, it's very easy for him to forget that all of his food is lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You have to go to Yerushalayim until mad liyira. You have to eat it there in Yerushalayim. You have to shom lifnei Hashem Elokecha. A poor, to a different degree. To a small, much no, he doesn't eat it. He gives to the coin. He doesn't eat one morsel. That the coin eats. The bikurim, the only doesn't eat anything. He gives it. The bikurim is totally to the coin. A poor man who goes through difficulty in life, misyonas. By him, he's lifnei Hashem Elokecha, wherever he is. Rachmana Litzlan, people who have a difficult life, they don't need to go to Yerushalayim and sit amongst tzaddikim and hear Musar, Laman Tilman Liyira Hashem Elokecha. The nisyonos of life force him, against his will, Rachmana Litzlan, to be makir, no matter where he is, this morsel of bread is Lufnei Hashem Elokecha. I had to go through enormous humiliation, to get this piece of bread. I see the Yad Hashem in every morsel of bread that is thoroughly tummy while I'm touching a dead body in a place lying in somewhere, and Ani automatically no matter where he is makir. He's lefnei Hashem Elokecha. That's the reality of life. People who struggle are humbled. They're crushed. This Klal Yisrael, we were slaves in Mitzrayim for 210 years, the Kor HaBarzel. Why is it called the Kor HaBarzel? It humbled us. We were able to be makir that we are the Avdei Hashem. In society, people that are very successful, they get carried away with themselves. They need a little chizuk. They need a little reminder. You go to Yerushalayim, be matar yourselves. Learn some shiurim, l'mantilmat l'yira. Recognize, v'yachalto shem l'fnei Hashem elokecha. Look what it says about the ani. The ani, it says, you give it to the ani, v'o ha'lev, k'in l'chilim v'nachlimach, v'hager v'hayosam v'almon asher b'sharecha, v'ochlu v'soveyu, l'man yivarecha, Hashem l'chilim v'chom asi yadecha. They already are in a matzav of l'fnei Hashem elokecha, no matter wherever they are. It's the zel b'mayis hasheni. The purpose of the mayis hasheni is it should be eaten l'fnei Hashem elokecha. When you eat it, you need a lot of work. You're a piece of work. You need to go to Yerushalayim. When the ani eats it, it's all, wherever he eats it, it's already l'fnei Hashem elokecha. And Hashem wants you to appreciate this. Hashem wants you to do this 2 years, to take that food and go to Yerushalayim in order to appreciate that when I put this in my mouth, Hashem gave this food to me. It's l'fnei Hashem elokecha. And now I want you to give that food and give it to the poor man, and I want you to note, to see him eat it, and see, wow, he didn't have to go to Yerushalayim, he didn't need to enroll in a seminar, he didn't need to go and be metaher himself, and he's eating that same food, but I had to go. I'm the rich man. I'm the gevir. I have servants. I don't got to do nothing. I don't have to go wash out my clothing. Everything is done for me. And look at this. And look at this poor man. He gets the food right here. He bites into it. What I, the rich gevir, had to go sweat, this poor man can do in 1 second. Hashem is playing with us. That's right. Because he has a very difficult life. And Rachmanu Lisan, with a difficult life, the nisyonis of anios, comes a hakara that wherever you are, you're lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You're the rich man. You're the Nebuch. You're the Nebuch. You don't know what it means to have a daigas ha-parnasa. You're the Nebuch. You have to work very hard. You have to go pick yourself up, travel and schlep and schlep and schlep all the food, and find a place there to sit down and do all this work, and then go to the Paraduma and get Musa from the Kohanim to learn Musa. You're the Nebuch, the rich man. You do this 2 years in a row, and then you watch this poor man, this nothing, this person in your eyes is a nobody, and in 1 second puts it into his mouth. And when he puts it into his mouth, you can look in his eyes and you can see, ah, Hashem gave me parnasa today. Baruch Hashem, I have what to eat today. Baruch Hashem, I'm lefnei Hashem Elokech. The whole mitzvah of Ma'is Hasheni is mamish oylam hafuch re'isa. Oylam hafuch re'isa. All the gevirim, the rich and famous, I sound like a communist, don't I? I sound like a communist. I don't mean it to come out like that. I don't mean it, chas v'shalom. I'll take the money in a second. Don't worry. I'll be the first one to take the money. But there's a lot of truth in this. The rich man here is being played with. Hashem is playing with him. Look at what you have to sweat, this poor man, in 1 second. Because he's lifnei Hashem Elokecha in every matzah. Thank you for listening, Rabbi Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.